GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with our friend with afterthoughts. Jim Fernald from Brookings Smith Funeral Home is in our studio, sitting in George Hale's chair this morning as he's celebrating the holiday with family. And we got this text message in the MTG text line. Guy writes to us. At least I think it's a guy. I'm 63 and dead serious. I hope dead is not the operative word in his text message.
Right.
At my funeral, I want the song Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Oh, my word. 1-800-966-1039. Jim is here to tell us it's important to have the conversation, to plan for when it might be your time to leave your mortal coil. And we just got to thinking, what song you want played at your funeral? Oh, my goodness. Oh, a caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Jim is here. Jim, ask him the question, would you, on the PDQ to our telephone line right there?
Yeah, what is your favorite song for your funeral?
Well, I'm retired Navy, and I like When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down. Yeah. Band that played in Bangor before. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Clearing the PDQ door telephone line, and a couple of text messages came our way, and a couple of emails, too, in the, to the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Henry is one of our pen pals, Jim.
Okay.
Writes us maybe once a day, and it's always good to hear from him. At my funeral, please play B.B. King singing The Thrill Is Gone.
Ooh, nice
so
one.
So what I'd like to know, Henry, is The Thrill, your nickname, and I'd like to know how you earned that nickname, if that's the case. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What song are you going to play at your funeral? What's your choice?
Well, two things. One is Uncloudy Day by Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh. That's a beautiful song.
It is, yeah.
Yep. And then I just wanted to refresh your memory, Rick, about the song by Dolly Parton. It was actually written for Porter Wagner.
Porter. I said Cole Porter, and I'm like, he was like the big standard singer-songwriter. Porter Wagner, right. Thank you so much. I apologize for misspeaking. Thank you for clearing my memory for me. 1-800-966-1039. I bet a lot of people choose this one. This person sent us the note that they want, sincerely, this song from Leanne Womack played at their funeral. It's the song, I Hope You Dance.
Yep. Yeah.
I can imagine that you must have encountered a lot of funerals where people wanted truly moving, maybe spiritual songs, Jim, like what?
And we've had this one right here, too.
Yeah.
There's so many different genres of people that, what would be important.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-planning, another talk, another conversation piece is that we also call it a talk of a lifetime. And this is exactly where we're going with the music, is that people are expressing things throughout their life that would be important to express at their time of their funeral or celebration or whatever you want to call it.
Some of the other suggestions coming in, this person says, I've already picked mine as Broke Down Palace by the Grateful Dead. Hmm. Again, we hope dead is not the term. He Knows I Love This Song. Paul Bloch sings He Knows My Name. It's a spiritual number. This person suggests Metallic. Ryan C. writes to us, For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. And this person wants Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash. Well, here's a good suggestion.
Okay.
And if George Hale were here, I would suggest, George, not that you're going to be going anytime soon, but the way that guy's living on and on and on, okay? Maybe this would be the song for him, as this person suggests. To All the Girls I Loved Before by Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. Caller, hello, you've been hanging so patiently on the PDQ door telephone line. What song at your funeral would you pick?
Good morning. I would like two songs. One by Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and the other, Alicia Bridges, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Oh.
I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Thank you. GHRT karaoke now on the PDQ door telephone line. Oh. I wonder if she's sending a message, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, as she's leaving to some... One guy wrote us and text message us to say that his wife said that his song at his funeral should be the Imperial March from Star Wars.
There you go.
And I'm not sure what's going on there. This person said, I have said for years that I want the song by Supertramp called Goodbye Stranger from the Breakfast in America album, 1979, A&M Records and Tapes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A lot of people, and I got to be careful because this song always brings me, it brings a lot of people down.
Hello.
They want Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd from the album The Wall.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, if okay, Jim, if something happens to me and something, don't let me play something like this in my funeral. This is a downer. I don't want people walking out. This isn't even a make you cry song. Yeah. This is a make you feel so bad you're going to go out and wish you were dead. I'm just being honest. I can't. Caller, hello. The George Hale Richter. In fact, I got to stop that right now. This is Christmas Eve. We can't have that on the radio.
No.
Caller, hello. GHRT. Hi. Jim Fernald is here, and he's got a question for you.
What is the song you'd like to have at your funeral?
Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd.
Now, that I can understand.
There we go.
Final track on, I don't know if it's side one or side two of The Wall. And that gal just wails. That was all ad-libbed. I don't know if you realize that. Her song, her wailing on that song, and eventually she got songwriter credit for that. She got she would just ad-libbed that. They just said, go in, start singing. And she did it.
Wow.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What song do you want played at your funeral?
Fairest Lord Jesus and Taps.
And Taps. Oh, a couple of people sent us a note and said they want Taps because of their military background.
Oh, yeah.
You must get that. That must happen a lot of funerals that you arrange at Brookings Smith.
It really does, as well as the Navy hymn or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of those do.
Another person suggests, I want Born Free by Kid Rock. This person says, Blackberry Smoke sings a song called Ain't Much Left of Me.
I haven't heard that one.
I'd be kind of uncomfortable with that one. Yeah. I already told the kids I want Into the... Ooh, that's a nice choice. I already want the kids to play for me Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Oh.
And a couple of people have written to us. They want not the Simon and Garfunkel version of the Sounds of Silence. Mm-hmm. Sound of Silence. They want the band Disturbed did a remake of it.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Powerful, powerful song. I don't have a copy of it right in front of me, and I apologize. Powerful song. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What song do you want at your funeral?
Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross.
Oh, last number one song of the 1960s. Yeah. Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross and the Supremes.
That's a good one.
That's a soulful track. Yeah. Caller, hi, GHRT. What song at your funeral?
In My Life by the Beatles.
I will bet all the money in my pocket against all the money in your pocket right now, Jim, that you've had a funeral where someone had that played or wanted that played.
Yeah, yeah.
That Lennon McCartney track is powerful.
My Way is also a big one.
Mm-hmm. For my mourners, I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like you're still here. I've never heard of that song.
I haven't either.
But it's going. I'm going to find it on Spotify before the end of the day. really? Fat Bottomed Girls by Queen.
It just goes to show how many times have I heard Amazing Grace or something like that, but I got to get on a whole new playlist going here.
I want Ding Dong the Wicked Witch is Dead. Okay. It's as some people say, it's your funeral.
Yep.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What song do you want played at your funeral?
I'd like to I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
When they came in concert recently to the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, a lot of people were so excited to hear this song and see the movie.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, sir, on the phone, you're about one of about, I'd say, 17 people that have written to us and said that this is the track they want played at their funeral. The band Mercy Me and a song called I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah.
Jim Fernald from Brookings Smith Funeral Home. Where do we find you online, pal?
It's at brookingsmith.com.
For planning for what you don't want to talk about, but you know what? Now might be a good time. And maybe talking about what song to play at your funeral is the way to start the conversation with your friends and family.
Great way to have that talk. Yeah.
Jim, Merry Christmas to you and thanks for coming in this morning.
Merry Christmas to
you. This wasn't planned. Right. You just said, yeah, sure, I'll come on tomorrow morning and all this happened. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes, when I find myself standing inside, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
HRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.